Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But right now, let's say good afternoon to Darren Eales, president of Atlanta United. And Darren, we are hot right now, aren't we?
Afternoon, chaps. Yeah, not too bad.
Well, we said it earlier in the show, Darren. It was a lot more fun talking to you now than it was back in April. This team is really rolling, man. And it just seems like Barco, and I know we've talked so much about Barco, but he is on fire and everybody, man. I mean, and there's a buzz in the stands every time that Araújo is touching the ball. It just seems like we've got weapons the other team can't match up with.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a great run. I thought the game against DC, I mean, all of the goals, to be fair to DC United, the couple they scored were worldies, but it yeah. was just really great when it Barco's free kick was right in the top corner. I mean, even when Luis came on, some of the nearly goal he had where he sort of just didn't quite finish it off, but you know, he electrifies the stadium when he gets the ball, so I think, you know, that's really exciting. And then, you know, Marcelino's the setup for George Bello. I mean, that was crazy. It was one against five. Mike Conti was doing a great call, and yeah. he just popped out of the maze and the scrum of players with the ball, and it was a tap-in for George. So, really exciting to see.
Where does that goal rate? Because I watched it probably five or six times to just get a sense of his footwork, his skill. It was an incredible goal, one of the best I've ever seen. Where does that rank for you as far as Atlanta United?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great one. It was ironic because we had two nominated for goal of the week. Right. George Bello's goal and Barco's free kick, and actually Barco's free kick won goal of the week, and George has got voted in for second. But if I were voting, I'd have voted for that goal because of, like you said, Carl, the run from Marcelino was just incredible. And again, credit to George, he kept going and he got there into the box at the right time, but that was all Marcelino's goal.
It really was amazing, as we said. I mean, it's like something you see in a video game. Darren Eales is with us, guys, president of Atlanta United. Got to go on the road, make things a little more difficult on the road. But how much do you say about last week? Hey, man, you played a good opponent, and they just made shots, and you got to just chip your cap because they had two amazing goals of their own, and that's just skill versus skill.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both of them were really cracking goals, and again, it felt you know, they got the one at the end. I think it gave a little bit of a false blush to the scoreline because, you know, 3-2 seems close, but it was really never as close as that. But we've got to be ready for Saturday because Philadelphia, obviously, you know, it's a big really now from almost second place down to 10th place in the division that we've just got to make sure we grind it out. And this will be a big game for us and a big test.
What's the latest on Joseph, Darren? We know that, you know, the training situation, you know, with the knee, he was seen limping off, and then I guess the team had told everybody that they were going to keep us updated. Can you give us the latest on Joseph Martinez?
Yeah, he got a little bit of a knock at the end of the game, as you saw. He got to his 99th goal, and he had the shot that hit the post. I think, again, the whole place would have gone absolutely nuts if he'd got his 100th goal. So that was a bit of a shame that it hit the post and bounced back. But, you know, he's coming back from the serious knee injury that he's had. So there's always going to be a little bit of niggles there. And it's just a case of that where he's just got to, you know, take stock of it. But we don't see anything that's a major concern. It's just a case of, you know, day-to-day now with Joseph.
As we mentioned, Atlanta United over DC United 3-2, and now it's the Philadelphia Union, or as we say, the Onion. So again, what do they present matchup-wise? And do you just feel that, Darren, this team is on such a roll? I know we don't want to give up a game. I mean, I'd be happy with a draw on the road, but do you feel we've got the juice right now where we can go get a W in Philadelphia?
Yeah, look, I mean, we absolutely respect them. You know, they knocked us out of the Champions League earlier this season. They're a really good team. They're the defending Supporters Shield champions. So we know they're a good team. But I do think the way we're playing at the moment, we shouldn't sort of... I think we've got the players and the way we're playing to deal with that. But they are a tough team, and you know their midfield strength, they've been the diamond in the middle of the park that is very effective. They've been, you know, consistent in playing that way. So we'll need to be on our game. But I just feel the way we're playing at the moment, we've got a real chance to go there and try and get the W.
Real quick, Darren, going back to Joseph, did he have an MRI?
I think they were going to go and get it scanned just to be sure, but there wasn't anything expected from that.
Okay, just wanted to follow up on that because I know that was part of the discussion as well. It's Darren Eales, guys, president of Atlanta United. Barco, Bello, I mean, we talk about all these weapons that Mike's mentioning. But, you know, really when you talk about offensively the flow of this offense and what's been happening and the opportunities and scoring chances, we said it all along they were going to increase. And a lot of credit goes to Rob Valentino to get the process started. How has Gonzalo Pineda built on that? How has he come in, upset, watched the team, watched the training, and then saw the personnel and built on what was already going on with Rob as he was taking over the team?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think we've seen it in the sort of four games now that Gonzalo's been here in charge officially, but obviously he'd, as we know with the COVID, he was in the background talking with Rob in the games before he actually got here. And I think, you know, we talk about the attacking, but it sort of starts at the back. I mean, I think we've been so solid at the back that that gives you a platform then to be able to play your more attacking players. And as you know, in a couple of games, we were almost playing like with one midfielder and letting our four forwards go and attack. And we can afford to do that because, you know, the defence and, you know, even Brad. I mean, it was a game where, you know, we won it on the weekend, but Brad made a couple of big saves early on that kept us, you know, kept that clean sheet that we needed, that then allows you to bring a Luis on to really sort of go at it for the last 30 minutes. So I think all around it's been about trying to keep it simple, keep the message simple, work on the basics, and then let the players have a little bit more of their own say in the attacking third. And certainly that's what we've seen in the last eight games that we played.
It's a Darren Eales with us, guys, from Atlanta United. The El Jefe, the boss, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The word came down, Darren, about this new merger, if you will, this combination of us and the Mexican League. And I think we might have had something to do with this. The Campeones Cup was a big hit. The synergy from the All-Star game seems to make a lot of sense. I just don't like pausing the season for a month. Talk about what we've got on the it's coming ahead, what, 2023 for the League's Cup. What is this all about, and what do you think of it?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be brilliant. I'm really excited. So what it will be is, and the reason it's paused for a month, Mike, is that in effect you can play like a World Cup-style tournament. So every club in the top division of Liga MX plus the MLS gets to play in it. You know, and then there's you go to a sort of single elimination knockout tournament that gets you to, you know, a winner. But the important thing is there's things at stake. So three clubs will get into the Champions League for the following season from this. So for us, it was a way for us to, in the middle of a season in the summer, when we have a little bit of an advantage over the Liga MX clubs because we're in the middle of our season. Traditionally, when we played, as you know, our Champions League games, when we begin in February, we're in pre-season, and it's the Mexican clubs that are in the sort of heart of their season. So this, I think, helps balance things out. It's going to be in the United States. So really excited about it. You know, it's something that's going to be, you know, very good from a media rights, and that's something that, you know, was important to us. It's a package that we can put together now for our media rights to help drive the needle. And all of this is a virtuous circle, because the more media rights we get, the more chance we get to then invest in players, and our standard and quality of the clubs goes up. So I really think this is going to be a game changer for the league as we go forwards, and you know, I'm excited for 2023 to come, and it'd be lovely if we could be the first team to win it.
Speaking of the league, what's the latest, Darren, with what the league is attempting to do? You know, we continue to talk about expansion and the TV rights and all of that. What's the latest on all of that?
So from an expansion perspective, as you know, we've got Charlotte coming in next year. St. Louis comes the year after that. Sacramento was coming in, and then that bid fell through. So we're looking at who will be that 30th team. So that will be, at the moment, the expansion will stop at 30, certainly in the short to medium term. So and then media rights, for us, the big deal is we have our media rights new deal starts in 2023. So coincidentally, that's when this new League's Cup tournament starts. So it gives us a chance to package that event along with, you know, the MLS regular season playoffs. And that's going to be a big one for us because, you know, we need to drive that number. I talk quite often about You know, if you take our revenue, Atlanta United, they do a top 20 Deloitte and Touche where they look at the top 20 clubs in the world in terms of revenue. We would be higher than number 11 Roma, except for our media rights deal. For us, right, it's about 10%. For Italian clubs, about 70% of their revenue comes from the media rights. So we need to drive those number higher. And like I said, once we can do that, then we've got that ability to hopefully be able to spend more on the playing, you know, staff, coaching staff, so that our level of competition goes up, so we can be more consistently competitive with Liga MX and hopefully be winning Champions League, getting into Club World Cup tournament competition. So that's the aim, but it takes, you know, we've got to make sure we move the needle on that next TV deal in 2023.
Well, Darren, before we let you go, Carl, not to blow sunshine up his butt, but the way we approach Alex Anthopoulos and the moves that he made and the moves that you made at the transfer window, obviously, I mean, you know, there's a lot of excitement now around Atlanta United. Some of it is because guys are healthy. Obviously, we'll keep an eye on Joseph in that knee, but man, it's just so great to see this team just kind of just take it to another level the last 2 months.
Yeah, look, and I'm with you. I'm a fan first and foremost as well. So it's exciting to see. And look, we can't get above ourselves. You know, we've got to get into the playoffs. And then, you know, hopefully if we can do that, then push for a home playoff game. But I certainly feel like with the players we've got, both, you know, like I said, from defense through to attack, we've got a chance to be really dangerous if we can get into the playoffs.
Darren, great job. We will talk to you soon. Good luck against Philly, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.